Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? Once again, this is your boy, Mikey McFly. We're going to start something new. This is going to be the first installment of the new podcast, the new idea, the new experiment we're working on. It's my show called Bar for Bar. All right, what Bar for Bar is what I like to call celebratory competition. And when I say celebratory competition, what I'm meaning is that we are going to celebrate. We're going to applaud the hip-hop genre, our favorite MCs. And basically, it goes like this. We're going to have a topic. We're going to have an actual rapper. We're going to have something of that nature. And what we're going to do is we're going to take our favorite verse from that rapper or topic. And we're going to actually recite that verse. Make it your own. Recite that verse. And then we're going to break that verse down bar for bar. What did that verse mean and what did that verse mean to you? Usually I'm going to have guests on this segment, but this is the first episode. So what we're going to do is I'm going to do it myself. The first one that I could think of is my favorite song of all time. That is Juicy by the Notorious B.I.G. What I'm going to recite is his first verse in Juicy. This is by, like I said, Biggie in 1990, I believe, 4, 93, 94. Biggie by Juicy. I want to say late 93, but this is my favorite song of all time. This is definitely a trailblazing song. It means so much, and it is the first official single from the Notorious B.I.G. So, ladies and gentlemen, this next segment is going to be the first verse of Juicy by the Notorious B.I.G. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazines. Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let the tape rock till the tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when they had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping, Duke? Da-ha, da-ha, you never thought the hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight because I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Peace to Ron G, Brucey Bree, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call the crib, same number, same hood, it's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. That was the first verse of the Notorious B.I.G.'s first single, Juicy. My favorite song of all time, Bar for Bar. All right, let's get into it. We're going to break down that verse. First of all, man, this shout out to Big, shout out to Brooklyn, shout out to you know what I'm saying, East Coast New York rap, man. That verse was so important to me. I just gotta tell you all just a quick little story, man. When I was younger, you know what I'm saying, being a little knucklehead kid, my father, I had a very strict father. If I messed up, my father would take everything out of my room. I wouldn't have anything in my room except for a desk and a boombox. And I remember, you know what I mean, listening to the radio, listening to the Hot 99, you know what I mean, Top 88. And for that time, I just remember Biggie Juicy just always being like the number one song. I remember listening to it climb up to number one. I just remember just that song was just so important to me from just the beat to it. And then hearing Biggie talk about his struggle coming up as a youngster. And I remember some of the things that he was doing that I used to do too. I could relate to some. I could relate to being a fat black kid. I mean, just trying to make it work. trying to make it work. That verse was the truth. You know what I mean? My man said, now live the limelight because a rhyme type. What he's saying is, he doesn't do that stuff anymore. He doesn't live that way anymore because my man actually put some motion into his talent. My man had a gift of gab. Biggie was an ill rapper at the time. You got to think, come on, people. This is 1994 hip-hop. This is right at the end. I'm not going to say the end, but this is right at the prime. This is the cusp of the NWA West Coast. So what people don't know is when hip-hop went out west, back in the early 90s, when hip hop went out west with Cube, Dre, MC Ren, all the Eazy-E, all the West Coast cats, when hip hop went out west, this was the East Coast comeback. Biggie was the East Coast comeback. This is what brought hip hop back to New York and made people start paying more attention. Like, whoa, who is this Biggie character? Who is this guy? This guy named Notorious B.I.G. This verse was the truth to me. This song, like I said, is my favorite song of all time. I love this song. It means so much to me. So, and my first rendition of the show, Ball for Ball, I had to go out on the limb. Not even go out on the limb. I had to stay true to myself and just go ahead and knock out my favorite song of all time, Biggie, Juicy. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the first, but not the last, first of many. Please stay tuned, because your boy, I got some stuff coming up, man. I got some stuff coming up. Please stay tuned, because I got some more verses for you. And I'm listening, man. Get at me. Get at your boy. Get at me on iMcFly on Instagram, at iMcFly. Get at me on iMcFly on Facebook. Get at me on Instagram, iMcFly, Twitter, iMcFly. Get at me, man. Let me know what you want to hear. What's your favorite verse? And, hey, who knows, man? Maybe you can get at me. You know what I'm saying? You can do it yourself. I said I was going to have guests, so ball for ball. Hey, we want guests. We want special appearances. So most definitely, get at your boy. Hope you enjoyed the show. Ball for ball. Let's get it.